While terrorist attacks continue to kill people in Syria, the International Committee of the Red Cross has said in a report that the conflict has left 500,000 people wounded. The recent defeat suffered by the foreign-backed insurgents have apparently prompted their Western supporters to try and end the deadlock in Syria through diplomacy. But are they serious about ending the war in the first place? Press TV's taking a closer look.
Terrorism continues to ravage Syria. This is the aftermath of a bomb blast in a Shia neighborhood of Homs, which claimed at least a dozen lives, including those of children. Aleppo was hit by a salvo of mortars, which killed several people. Children were also among the dead in Aleppo. The Syrian government blames such violent acts on foreign-backed insurgents. The militants have frequently resorted to similar attacks in recent months as they have lost more and more ground to the government forces countrywide. This is while the insurgents have been continually receiving weapons and funds from the foreign supporters. The victories of the Syrian army have prompted the Western governments, including the US and its regional allies, to end the Geneva Conference II on the agenda. Many countries have been invited to the event, including Saudi Arabia, which Syria considers as its arch enemy. Many in Syria regard Riyadh as the main culprit behind the destruction of their country. The US has blocked efforts to invite Iran. Washington has subjected inviting Iran to, quote, withdrawing its forces from Syria. American officials have also on many occasions criticized Iran and Hezbollah for what they call propping up the government of President Bashar al-Assad. Many believe that the main winner of the conflict in Syria is the US. Though on the face of it, Washington is pushing for a cessation of hostilities in the country. They say the US most desires the conflict to continue as it reduces Syria to rubbles and weakens the opposition. Accordingly, Washington also considers Syria's battlefield as a magnet for al-Qaeda militants and extremists who end up dead at the end of the day. But it's the Syrian people who have paid the price for the conflict that's ravaged their country over the past 2.5 years. The situation in Syria has been described as nearly catastrophic. The International Committee of the Red Cross says that the war has left 500,000 people wounded across the country. The ICRC also says the wounded are often not cared for properly and the chronically ill often do not receive the treatment they need. Despite such warnings, Syria's regional adversaries have refused to give up what Damascus calls their heinous plans for the war-torn Arab nation.